We're welcoming to the microphones of KAJO Radio a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the House of Representatives District 3 here in the state of Oregon, Dustin Watkins. Dustin, welcome to the microphones of KAJO once again. Why are you running for state representative for District 3?
Well, that's a good question. I'm really nervous. So when I was young, I was abused by my father. So when that happened, it took decades to figure out why that happened. So when that happened, when I finally understood why he was abused, and I figured out it wasn't his fault, and it wasn't my fault, and when my grandfather was abused by his father, it was a generational abuse pattern. So what that meant to me was I wanted to find out how to end it. So how do you end it? So I wanted to understand myself, people, and so I went to school for a doctor degree, try to understand what was going on. So when I finally got done with my dissertation, up to my dissertation, I decided that I wanted to find out what was going on. And so in my doctoral classes, I found out the answer. So I didn't do a dissertation. So I had 6 degrees from college trying to figure out what was wrong with me, trying to figure out what was wrong with my dad and my grandfather and how to end it, how this generational abuse. So so the answers were already there. So I went to other things trying to figure out what was going on with the world. Like I tried to understand Dr. King's dream. So how do you implement Dr. King's dream? As his famous 1963 speech was, like black boys and black girls, white boys and white girls were holding hands at the table of brotherhood, or Jesus, two things as like Jesus' teachings, love their neighbor, love God. How do you implement this? So I found out that through PBS in documentaries that they had the answers. For example, one was if you have empathy, there are no wars or genocides. And that was from 2015 documentary from a neuroscientist. If you also have so if you are I should have had the conversation. It's so much easier.
just relax. The people out there are very forgiving.
Yeah. So if you also have preventative psychology from 2 years old to, say, graduation, you can prevent almost any psychosis that a child has from a child adversity, from neglect, abuse, and poverty. So how do you implement this in schools? So you have to. So children are born with from 3 months old on. They're born with empathy. I mean, they're not born with empathy. They have the ability of empathy at 3 months old. And so with training, you can get rid of, say, child adversity with preventative psychology. How much time do I have?
Oh, we've got 6 minutes.
6 minutes, okay. This is so much easier in my head. Jeez. Did you want to have a conversation? I'm failing here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your goals. Should you be elected to the House of Representatives in District 3, what would be your main goal when you take that seat?
Well, the main goal is to, for a local goal, is to get rid of, is to help the people that are homeless. For example, there's two general understandings on homelessness. There's the people that want help and then the people that do not want help. For example, the people that do want help, you can take the people that are hurting and then, God, why is it so hard? The homeless people, when I am failing like crazy, jeez, I thought this was going to be easy.
Maybe we should go from another tact here. Yeah. What kind of skills do you bring to the? Would you bring to the office here? Why should I vote for Dustin?
Yeah. When I was done with my doctor, when I quit my doctor degree, I decided to understand the top echelon of society and the bottom echelon of society. So what I did was is that since I was abused, I have empathy and I'm kind of a butt. And so to understand people better, I decided to go into fast food and understand the bottom of echelon for because they make minimum wage. Because I was in college for so long, I was at the top of the echelon. So just like Moses, the Charles Heston movie, he was at the top of the echelon because he was the son of a pharaoh, and he was at the bottom of the echelon because once he discovered he was Jewish, he decided to become a slave and understand the bottom of the echelon. I'm Moses, but I'm saying that story has merit, and so that's what I'm trying to understand. So if you have empathy from both sides, then you can understand the people better, and then you can make decisions based on what their needs are more than thinking about yourself. And so that's one characteristic that I like about myself that would resonate to voters across the county or the city. Because once you understand, why can't I?
Well, Dustin, let me jump in.
Yeah,
here.
Go ahead.
Let's say you've mentioned a couple of times that you were going after your doctorate, but didn't complete your doctorate.
Yeah.
But you do have significant education behind you, do you not?
Yeah.
Why don't you outline that for the people?
Okay, I have 6 degrees. I have a master's degree in postdoctorate and secondary education. I have a master's degree in education. It's a MA, Master's of Arts, and a Master's of Science. I have a Bachelor's of Arts in Political Science. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology. I have a minor in Math, and I have an AAOT from Rogue Community College. I've lived here 30 years, so I pretty much know what's going on with the community that we live here. And going back to the homeless question, see if I can answer it now. With the homeless, again, I know I can't answer it.
Is the homeless situation the primary situation that you're dealing with here for Southern Oregon?
I would say, yeah, it's pretty much on the mind because it's been happening for ever since the pandemic and how, yes.
All right.
Jeez.
Dustin, we've got about a minute. About a minute and 15 seconds left. Give me the overriding reasons why we should vote for you as a Democrat running for the nomination for House District 3.
Well, if I had the ability to talk with my speech impediment, I would say that I have the evidence to get rid of to get rid of racism, to end poverty, to reduce crime, to help find God, and for the most part, and we can all do this with the science and technology we have today. I mean, it's just the answers are human-based problems, and human-based answers can solve this. It's really easy. I mean, it just took me forever to figure it out, and finally, that's why I'm here. And if you guys come to my
10 seconds.
Two town hall meetings on May 8th and May 15th, you'd find more without the nervousness and the speech impediment that I have right now.
Thank you very much. That's Dustin Watkins here on KAJO Radio.
Sorry. I even practiced too. Damn. Wow, reality is just so much better than